about this event, which is coming up at the Hotchkiss Library in Sharon on May 2nd. It's about one of America's most famous generals, probably one of the more famous generals worldwide, a guy by the name of Patton.
I want you to remember that no bastard ever won a war by dying for his country. He won it by making the other poor dumb bastard die for his country.
Now that is George C. Scott standing in front of a huge American flag in the picture of Patton. Well, we are pleased to have with us this morning Jurgen Kawa, who is presenting the program The Road to Patton at the Hotchkiss Library. It's a free Zoom event on May 2nd at 4 p.m. Jurgen, thanks for joining us this morning.
Well, good morning to everybody who's listening.
You know, as somebody who watches movies, I do enjoy movies for entertainment. But when I was much younger and that movie on Patton came out, it spurred me to read on about Patton because, obviously, the type of leader, the type of man that you can wholeheartedly support, and at other times look at him and say, geez, what's with that guy? So now you've got The Road to Patton. Let's talk a little bit about your initial interest in Patton and putting this together.
Well, I'm a journalist. I work for German media, among which is German Public Radio. And I'm always looking for interesting topics. But in this case, I actually picked it up locally. You know, I live in Sharon, and this whole movie has a Sharon connection, and that's the reason why I'd like to share, you know, what I found out doing my research about the genesis of the movie.
Yeah, of course, Campbell Scott lives here, and George Scott was in there. Now, like I said, I can't say that everything about that movie was accurate, but it did spur me to really read in and appreciate the positives of the man and accept the negatives of the man. And you obviously have dug in a little deeper, too. Were you surprised in anything you found out about Patton and the movie, and we'll go from there?
Well, I think what many sources, including the head historian at West Point, the academy right on the Hudson River, have told me that the historic accuracy of the movie is pretty strong.
Yeah.
So it does not really fictionalize Patton. Almost the most intriguing difference is the real George Patton and his voice and his face are slightly different. George C. Scott basically distills Patton and makes him into a even, you know, more interesting character, but that's more the acting part than the content part.
I find that in America we really defend our military and appreciate giving us all the freedoms we have. There's been some just iconic generals, Dwight Eisenhower, who went on to be president. Douglas MacArthur, of course, who went on to be vilified by our government in a lot of different ways. And then, to me alone, stands Patton and what Patton managed to do. What about you, looking at it as somebody who delved into not only the music but also the history of what do you think? Where do you think Patton stands?
Well, as a German, a post-war German, who has always tried to figure out what happened before I was born, and that includes, of course, this terrible period of what Germans did in the name of Germans, meaning the Nazis, for instance. You look at World War II from that point of view, and I'm one of the people who really are happy about the results, even though it was pretty harsh on Germans. This had to be a war that liberated the Germans as well, because they were not able to do it themselves. And so a general like Patton, and how his military expertise, but also his personality, his emotional involvement in how he went to fight these his wars. I mean, World War One was the first one he was involved in. That stands out, you know. And if you look as a German, if you look for figures, if you look for people you would want to look up to, American generals could be a much better source for that than the German generals of the time.
Now, you're talking about this movie, and of course our connection with Patton, the movie, is Campbell Scott, who is, of course, the son of George C. Scott. And let's talk a little bit about the movie and the connection to your own house through you living in our area.
Yes, there's an important element how the movie came about, and it's a book that was written here in my house. The gentleman who wrote the book, his name was Ladislas Farago, who was a Hungarian immigrant who had a long road himself. I will talk about all of this in more detail, so please come and join us if you want to find out. I found out about this accidentally many years ago, but when I was ready to do my own work for public radio in Germany, I did a lot of research. I talked to his son, I talked to other people. And so I'm able to now give you much more information about how the movie came about, which has a 20-year history from the point of when a producer in Hollywood wanted to do the movie until it actually came out in 1970. And so the 1971 year is interesting also because 50 years ago at the Oscars, this movie won 7 Oscars, and George C. Scott was one of the people who won an Oscar at the time, but famously didn't want to accept it.
The thing I always remember about the movie is the beginning, standing in front of a huge, huge American flag. Now, the writing of the book, how did you find out that the book was written in your house?
Well, that's one of the things that I would love to, it's almost like a punchline. I would like to intrigue people to come to listen to this. There's a simple part of the story to that. Somebody told me that this gentleman had lived here for the time being, and that he used the house as a retreat. You know, he had an apartment in the city, like so many of us, but he wanted to be out in the country and be in a quiet environment to write the book. And the book is 800 pages, so it was a lot of writing. And this gentleman wrote longhand, so he had to have people who typed it up. These are all parts of the things I learned later.
All right, and in your investigations and in your on the writing of the book and the movie, what is your overall opinion of Patton? The sum of Patton's, I think every strong leader has certain problems because they can't really do the whole cooperate with everybody thing. Has your opinion of Patton changed since you started this whole project, since you read this book that was in your house, since you've seen the movie and written another movie and spoken to so many people? Have you evolved? And does America have the right image of Patton in your mind?
These are, I would say, almost 3 questions in one, but that's fine. I'm just trying to sort this out. I think the bigger distinction I would make is between the real Patton and how we read or how we interpret the real Patton and how we deal with the movie-like Patton, which is extraordinary in its own way because it's probably the only movie in the biopic world that has the quality of it, not just accentuating the real person, but basically bringing the real person onto the screen in a way that it becomes plausible and believable. And that includes his faults and his mistakes, but also his genius. Things have not really changed so much regarding the real Patton, but more about the movie, because I also talked to movie buffs about all of this. And in the history of movie making, this movie stands out. And that's one of the reasons why we, all have now a good chance to go back and see it, even 50 years later. It basically enhances our positive image. And to the movie itself is a miracle, because it actually, people who like military like the movie, and there are people who don't like wars, and they like the movie because the movie is a piece of art that's really special.
Well, I think what you just said there, by the way, we're speaking this morning right now with a person who's going to be at the Hotchkiss Library with a special Zoom event here in Conwell. We're talking about his presentation via Zoom, The Road to Patton, which you can join absolutely on Zoom for free. You need to register, and you can go to the Hotchkiss Library of Sharon, their website, hotchkisslibraryofsharon.org/event/Patton, to sign up. I never viewed that movie as a war movie. I viewed it, it's funny, even though it was set in the war, there were a lot of war scenes. I viewed it as an autobiography of a classic American general.
Well, we have, and that's something that the famous director Oliver Stone has talked about. He found out when he worked on his own Richard Nixon movie.
Yeah.
That Richard Nixon, for instance, was a real fan of the movie, watched it several times in the White House. And Oliver Stone draws a connection between what happened in the Vietnam years when Richard Nixon ordered the attack on Cambodia, which is a two-pronged phase. There was first the bombardment of Cambodia, but then there was also sending troops, infantry troops, into Cambodia. Oliver Stone says and claims that that was, you know, Nixon was influenced by liking Patton's way of fighting wars. So you could put Nixon into the category of, you know, liking Patton because of he likes war.
Pretty amazing stuff. I hope people take advantage of the convergence of circumstances of you being in your house, the book that was written in your house about Patton, you bringing that book, the movie, and the local connections, all the local connections, together in this presentation. It is this Sunday at 4 o'clock on Zoom. Once again, hotchkisslibrary.org. And you know what I'm going to do tonight, Ergen? I'm going to go home because I own it, and I'm going to watch Patton again because I watch it at least once a year. I really do.
Terrific. It's still worth it, even though, you know, I think it's one of these movies that have not aged in you know, has not faded. The cinematography was exceptional. I don't know if you know that. They used camera technology at the time, was much wider camera angles. So the imagery is fantastic. The music is fantastic, and it has kept its value.
Well, once again, have a great event, and who knows? I might register because I'd like to hear more of your story, the inside
thank
stories.
You so much. And yeah, very kind of you. Thank you.
Well, thank you for joining us this morning.
Very good.
Take care.
All the best. Thank you. Bye bye.
It does sound like it's going to be a fun event, especially if you're like me and you like the movie and you liked it so much you went on to read about Patton. That is this Sunday at 4 o'clock Zoom. More information at HotchkissLibrary.org, HotchkissLibrary.org on the web.